Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Rental scams are costing Americans millions. The website Apartment List found more than 5 million people have lost money to rental fraud. About a million of them lost more than $2,000. The most common scam is the bait and switch. Landlords try to collect a deposit or get a lease signed for a different apartment than the one advertised. In second place is the phantom rental, which requires your social security number or a deposit, but doesn't actually exist. Another popular scam is missing amenities. Landlords might advertise great features to justify the high rent, but not actually include them. The most common one is laundry in the building or unit. The site has some tips to stay safe. The Federal Trade Commission says the surest sign of fraud is a request for a wire transfer. You can also check city records to make sure landlords are legit. Listings that advertise no screening process are often there to trick renters with poor credit. We have more info to avoid being scammed on our Top 30 Facebook page. Now let's go to the floor of the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Nicole Petalides. Nicole, this first story might surprise some iPhone users.
That's right, Kristen. Apple's iPhones trail Samsung and Google devices in internet speeds. This according to a new report. Still, Apple sold more than 216 million iPhones last year. By comparison, Samsung shipping more than 317 million units. A company in New Zealand paid its workers to work a four-day work week, and the experiment had promising results. The team was actually 20% more productive, while employee stress levels declined and work-life balance improved. Workers also said they were more engaged after the trial. Americans paid over $100 billion in interest and fees over the past year, which is up 11% from the year prior. That's because as interest rates go up, so do credit card rates.
And the Federal Reserve says interest rates are going to keep rising.
That's right. In fact, gradual increases are expected to continue through 2019. The amount Americans pay in interest and credit card fees is expected to rise by 10% by next March.
Okay, good to know. Thanks, Nicole. More than a dozen varieties of Ritz cracker products, including Ritz sandwiches and Ritz Bits, are being recalled because one of the ingredients may be tainted with salmonella. No illnesses have been reported yet, and the precautionary recall is in the United States, including Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. Following the tragic incident in Missouri where 17 people died after a duck boat sank, survivor Tia Coleman claims they were advised by the captain not to grab the life jackets on board.
They're up here. This is where they are. They showed us where they were. They said, but don't worry about it. You won't need it. I thought that at some point he would say, grab the jackets now. But we were told to stay seated, and everybody stayed seated.
Coleman lost 9 members of her family, including her husband and 3 young children. Well, Golden Girls fans can rejoice. More than 25 years after the sitcom ended, an action figure collection of the women was announced this year at Comic-Con. You can own Dorothy, Blanche, Rose, and Sophia in 8-inch form for $114.99. Now let's go to Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando. She has what you need to know today. So Danielle, I hear omega-3 supplements may be bad for you.
Yeah, that's right, Kristen. A major study finds taking omega-3 supplements won't cut the risk of early death and may even do more harm than good. Scientists found that taking supplements saw early death risk only drop by a tiny margin, and there was no evidence that they reduced the risk of heart disease, stroke, or premature death. Researchers even found that the supplements may reduce levels of good HDL cholesterol, which protects the heart. Pasta straws, they're a thing in Wisconsin. Frank's Pizza Palace in Appleton is swapping out conventional plastic straws for ones made out of pasta. The restaurant started doing this years ago, but it's gained a new wave of popularity amid a push to phase out plastic straws. And it's not just pets on a leash. Pet owners are staying put because of their four-legged friends. New research shows nearly half of pet owners have not traveled outside of the country since owning their pets. The main reason? Nearly 70% say they just feel too guilty leaving their furry friends behind. And that's what you need to know. But Kristen, I wonder if the other 30% cited the cost of boarding their pets. That could sometimes cost as much as the trip itself, right?
Totally. It's so expensive whether you bring your dog with you or leave them at home. Thanks, Danielle. This year is on track to be the fourth warmest on record. We know extreme heat can be deadly, but the most dangerous areas are not always where the temperatures are the highest. Dr. Suzanne Gilbert-Lenz is here to talk more about this. Doctor, welcome.
Hey.
So in many cases, the most dangerous are where it's hard to cool off, right?
Yeah, and I know that sounds surprising, but this is a phenomenon we call deviation from the norm. What that means is when you have weather that is extreme and not expected in a location, people and infrastructure are not prepared.
Portland, Oregon, for example, I know they're going through some record temperatures,
right,
and they may not be as prepared as, say, a Phoenix, where,
correct,
I used to live. They're always hot.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay.
So it's very important to recognize what could be signs of heat stroke or heat poisoning. Dizziness, nausea, headaches, kind of difficulty thinking, fogginess, fatigue, exhaustion, and it can get really dangerous pretty quickly.
So if you start feeling these symptoms, what are some things we can do?
Okay, really important basic steps. Stay hydrated. Mm. We talk about hydration and we kind of laugh about it, but it's super serious.
So
you need to drink a lot of water. The colder, the better, but it doesn't matter, just staying fluid hydrated.
Yeah.
You can take cold compresses and put them on your forehead, put them behind your neck. These are areas that have a lot of blood flow and they'll cool you off pretty readily. If you're feeling all these things, you're feeling sick, uh-huh, you really need to call the doctor or call a neighbor or a friend, mm-hmm, or a family. And this is really important information. If you know somebody who may be vulnerable, an older person, a person who has chronic medical conditions,
yeah,
super important to check in on them when it's hot like this.
Yeah, great information. Thanks, Dr. Suzanne. All right, well, if it feels like your common purchases are getting more expensive, it's because they are. The Consumer Price Index tracks the cost of everything from food and beverages to electronics to medical care. And the index rose by 2.9% last month. That's the highest increase in more than 6 years. One of the biggest factors is the rising cost of oil, because oil can influence prices of everything, from food to transportation. Some items that have seen a major price increase not related to oil are eggs and washers and dryers. That's because there's a reduced supply of eggs in Europe and South Africa, and a new tariff is increasing the price of washers and dryers. But not all items are more expensive. If you're looking to buy an airline ticket or a television, you're in luck. Prices are down significantly from last year. Whether you follow sports or not, chances are you're familiar with the Curry family. Dad, Steph, is of course the Golden State Warriors star. And a couple of years ago, the Curry's oldest daughter, Riley, stole the show at several NBA press conferences. But did you know Mrs. Curry is just as talented as her husband in the kitchen? Here to tell us more is Coco Dominguez from Fox 26 in Houston. Hi, Coco.
Hi, Kristen. That's right. Ayesha Curry knows her way around the kitchen. Her Food Network show is a fan favorite. She's got her own cookbook, and now she's a restaurant owner. This is International Smoke, one of Houston's newest restaurants and the brainchild of Curry and celebrity chef and James Beard winner Michael Mina. It's a smokehouse that prides itself on using different cooking techniques from around the globe. And this isn't your backyard barbecue. Trust me, I tried it.
International Smoke is really about the amazing flavors that you get when you travel the globe, and how many of those flavors really are come from grilling and barbecue.
Plenty of happy customers filled the grand opening. One smiling face that was missing, however, was Ayesha herself. The Curry's third child came a little early, and Ayesha was forced to skip the big event. Her dad gladly stepped in and said his daughter spent countless hours putting her special touch on the menu. He says she'll be visiting the hot new spot soon. Back to you, Kristen.
That restaurant looks amazing, and geez, the Currys really keep busy. Thanks, Coco. Well, every day there's a new viral video. If you record your adventures, the next one just might be yours, which is why we've got today's top 30 steal, an Extreme Pro HD sports camera with 20 accessories at a special 75% discount. This rugged camera is made for action shots. The 20-piece accessory bundle of adhesives, tethers, and stands lets you securely attach the camera to any ride. The 160-degree super wide angle and high definition lens captures clear and crisp 1080p video on the go. It's made of aircraft aluminum, so it's lightweight and tough at the same time. It's even water and dust proof. You can review and edit your pictures right on the 2-inch LCD screen, and the Wi-Fi is built in for easy uploading. The Extreme Pro HD sports camera with 20 accessories retails for $199. But today you can buy it for just $49. That's a 75% discount. You can get this right now at morningsave.com while they last. In today's hometown stories from Fox 35 Orlando, due to a rare eye condition, Creed Pettit has lived the past 6 years of his short 9-year life essentially blind in any low-light environment. But thanks to a groundbreaking new gene therapy treatment, Creed is now able to see the world with an unparalleled excitement and appreciation for even the smallest of discoveries, serving as a small reminder to appreciate the things you have when you have them. In our next story from Fox 10 Phoenix, the start of a new school year can be tough for the 14,000 kids in the foster care system in Arizona, with nearly all of them not having access to the essential school supplies to make it through the coming year. So the program Backpacks for Foster set a goal and has called on the community to help give 7,000 backpacks full of school supplies to the children in foster care, giving the kids all the supplies they need to succeed at school and at the very least just to feel normal. And in our final story from Fox 13 Tampa Bay. 22 years ago, Jeanette Bright was 7 months pregnant when she got sick and was rushed to Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital in St. Petersburg. Doctors had no choice but to deliver her baby 2 months premature. Now, 22 years later, Jeanette has returned to the hospital as a volunteer to give thanks to the people at Johns Hopkins for what they gave her, her son Lorenzo, who's now working on his master's degree at Johns Hopkins. Jeanette now leaves families with words of encouragement that she learned 22 years ago. There's always hope. A Major League Baseball pitcher got a lot of attention when he entered the game before he normally does. And now we know the reason behind the unusual move. Fernando Rodney is a closer for the Minnesota Twins. That means his job is to pitch in the 8th and 9th inning of a game to hold on to a lead for his team. But in a recent game, the manager put him into the game in the 5th inning. After getting a couple of outs, he was taken out of the game and his day was done. Well, the next day, Rodney posted this Instagram picture showing him holding an American flag with the caption, "After 19 years in this wonderful country, today I am blessed to say that I am an official U.S. citizen." Turns out he had to leave the game early to catch a flight to Miami to finalize his U.S. citizenship. Rodney is originally from the Dominican Republic and plays the sport known as America's pastime. Now he can do it as an American citizen. Okay, let's face it. We all have done things in our past that we'd like to change, but now we might be able to, in our minds at least. Cody Goff, host of the Curiosity Podcast, joins us from his studio with more. So, Cody, scientists are actually changing people's memories.
That's right, Kristen. Just like in the 2004 movie Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, scientists have used hypnosis to alter people's memories to treat anxiety. Researchers in Moscow used hypnosis to alter memories of subjects. So let's say you have a deep fear of public speaking because of that time you froze up and forgot your next line and everybody laughed at you. The researchers would use hypnosis to make that memory positive. Like instead of forgetting your lines, you get a standing ovation and your crush totally wants to go on a date with you because you did such an awesome job. In a new study, participants who built new memories under hypnosis showed a huge reduction in anxiety, even 4 months after the therapy sessions. This could be the first step in finding a treatment for people who have suffered from abuse or anxiety disorders, and that is for real. Kristen?
Yeah, this research could be huge for people with mental health conditions. Thanks, Cody. You can check out more on curiosity.com. Samsung is reportedly developing a 7-inch folding smartphone. According to the Wall Street Journal, the screen would fold in half like a wallet, and they could be on shelves by 2019. Video of what the much-anticipated phone may look like has leaked online, although the company has allegedly been trying to keep it a secret with the internal codename Winner. When folded, the exterior shows a camera on one side and a small display bar on the other. And when open, it's virtually all screen with no hinges or noticeable creases infringing on the view. It all sounds pretty great, but it won't come cheap. The smartphone will reportedly have a price tag of about $1,500. Well, we all love Wendy Williams for telling it like it is. And now the television host is getting candid about her past struggles with addiction. In a new interview with ET, Williams said that in her days as a radio personality, she was a functioning cocaine addict. She said she would report to work on time, but all her coworkers knew she was high. Williams said she was never fired because she was still able to draw big ratings. Williams has overcome her addiction, and she said, quote, "It's a miracle I was able to stop." Now she's doing her part to help others. Williams has partnered with the Hunter Foundation to launch the Be Here campaign, which will support the treatment and recovery of people facing drug addiction. Starbucks has 8,000 stores across the U.S., but one opening up in October will be unlike any other. It'll be the first signing store designed with the deaf community in mind. The new store will be located in Washington, D.C., near Gallaudet University. It's the world's only university designed for the hearing impaired and has 1,900 students. The cafe plans to hire about 25 employees who are proficient in American Sign Language. They'll wear aprons that show Starbucks spelled in sign, and hearing employees will wear pins that say I sign. Instead of a barista yelling out a customer's name when their order is ready, there will be a visual display with that information. As for the decor, the cafe will feature artwork and a custom mug designed by a deaf artist. Starbucks says their goal is to connect with a diverse group of people. Let's hope other companies follow their lead. Terra Nova National Park in Newfoundland is revolutionizing the way Canadians camp with their new Oasis units. They're not tents and they're not cabins. They're pods in the shape of water drops, perched on stilts to give guests the best views they can get of the national park. Each Oasis unit sleeps two adults and two children. And Karen Wolfrey of Terra Nova says it provides all the comforts of home without having to buy expensive camping equipment. We're always looking at diversifying and coming up with new things to try and experience, she said. The pods all have a bed, a table, a bench, and a hammock. But bathrooms and running water are found in the communal spaces in the park. It wouldn't be camping otherwise, right? Well, we've all heard of ghosting in the dating world. Without notice, a partner breaks off communication and disappears. Well, now ghosting has made it to the workplace. More job applicants, as many as half, are skipping interviews or not showing up to their first day of work. Some employees are just vanishing rather than formally quitting. In a job market where unemployment is low and there are more openings than people to fill them, workers have options and would rather avoid an awkward talk with the boss. But according to Chip Cutter, LinkedIn editor at large, the practice is prolonging hiring, forcing companies to overhaul their processes, and tormenting recruiters who find themselves under constant pressure. One CEO said he's holding group interviews to account for no-shows. Another exec said they're having to convince applicants the job is right for them rather than the other way around. If you're thinking of ghosting, be warned. One HR manager said people remember if they've been stood up, so don't burn a bridge if you think something better might be on the horizon. Owning a home is part of the American dream, but most millennials who own one are experiencing buyer's remorse. A new survey by Bank of the West found about 70% of millennials regret buying their home. That's about double the number of baby boomers who have regrets. The survey also found some of the biggest reasons millennials are rethinking their purchase. Many of them feel like they overspent on the down payment, and one out of three say they were forced to dip into retirement savings. Another reason, they underestimated the ongoing costs of a home. Most millennials budgeted for expected costs like utilities, but didn't factor in those random expenses. And half of them admit they settled for a home that's not quite right. To avoid buyer's remorse, experts say to make sure you're prepared and you've done your research. Set boundaries for what you want and don't settle for something that you're not satisfied with. Here's a sweet story. Jared Little was out for a bike ride with a group of cyclists in Georgia when he came across an injured puppy. The 5-month-old Great Dane mix looked as if it'd been hit by a car. He had a broken leg, fractured paw, and horrible road rash. Unable to just leave the wounded animal, Little hoisted the not-so-little pup onto his back and rode 7 miles to the local bike shop in town. He and another rider had already agreed one of them would keep him if they couldn't find the owner. But the dog immediately took to a woman named Andrea Shaw, who was in town on a business trip. The feeling was mutual, and Shaw got him medical help and took him home to Maine. She named him Columbo after the town of Columbus, where she found him. And that's it for today's show. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. See where your favorite artists land on a list of the highest paid musicians. Plus, scripts and other items owned by the late Robin Williams are hitting the auction block. And we'll tell you why this isn't just another coffee brand. It's an innovative way to help a community. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 Podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter @Top30TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.